All right, Erev Tov, everyone. Good evening. Thanks for coming. And we just finished our last Zoom davening together. God willing, we'll have many opportunities to daven all together. Hopefully, in person in shul for many, many years of good health to come. I want to share a thought on Parshas Beha'aloscha. It stems from the Parsha. We're not going to delve as much into the Parsha itself. But there's a strong connection to the Parsha. And it'll also hopefully lead to some thoughts on tefillah in general, and specifically what we could have gained and what we can still gain by davening specifically during this unique time. Nothing groundbreaking or maybe nothing even new. Back to just some simple basic ideas, but ones that I think are important to think about and important to review. I mentioned before when we shared in the Dvar Torah from the Parsha earlier that it's really a jam-packed Parsha. I couldn't even decide what to discuss. And then I realized that, at least according to some opinions, we wouldn't notice it through quickly skimming, but according to some opinions, in Parshas Beha'aloscha, we have the source itself for the idea or the mitzvah of davening. We'll get there in a second, but let's start with a little bit of background. If you look through the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvos, we know the Rambam compiled the 613 Mitzvos at the beginning of the Yad Chazaka, his 14 books. He wrote the Sefer Mitzvos. And there's actually a lot of discussion. It's not totally clear how the Rambam ordered it. You know, for example, the Sefer Achinuch, when he lists his 613 Mitzvos, he goes in order of the Parsha. The Rambam's order is a little bit more challenging to figure out. But it does seem like at the very beginning, he's kind of bringing the most almost fundamental or basic mitzvos, things like believing in God and loving God and fearing God. And right up there in the in those very first few mitzvos, mitzvah number 5, he writes as an obligation, a mitzvah to daven every day, to daven once a day. And the pasuk that he cites, and this is all based on the Gemara in Tanis, the very beginning of Maseches Tanis, the pasuk he cites is a familiar one. We say it every day in Kriyas Shema, u'l'avdo b'chol levavchem, that we have to serve Hashem with all of our hearts. The Gemara asks, and the Rambam cites, ezo hi avodesh hi b'lev, what is the service of the heart? You know, usually when we think of avoda, of work, it's with our hands and our legs, it's with our muscles. How can you serve or work with your heart? So the Rambam says, this is tefillah. The Gemara says, heve omer zu tefillah. This is a reference to tefillah. Tefillah is a service of the heart, which is already something to think about. That tefillah doesn't just mean davening, saying the words. It's not called the service of the lips. It's not enough just to come to shul. It's not enough just to say the words. It's not even a service of the brain. It's not enough to think about it. But it has to engender some sort of feeling or passion or personal connection. That's the purpose. Avoda shebelev. U'la'avdo b'chol levavchem. Tefillah is a service of the heart. That is the opinion of the Rambam. It's a pasuk in the Torah. As understood by the Gemara, it seemingly instructs us to daven, and the Rambam quantifies this as an obligation of davening once a day. The Rambam has a running commentary in the Rambam's book of mitzvos, and every now and then he chimes in and says, I don't think this should be a mitzvah, or I disagree with this source. At the end, he has a handful of mitzvos that he thinks the Rambam left out, that he would have been, that should have been on the list, that weren't on the list. And one of those places where the Ramban argues on the Rambam, where Nachmanides challenges Maimonides, is here on Mitzvah 5, on the Rambam's fifth mitzvah. The Ramban says, actually, I don't think it is a mitzvah. I don't think it's an obligation to daven once a day, according to the Torah. Maybe there's a rabbinic obligation. Certainly, it's a nice idea. Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe there's even a fulfillment of a Torah mitzvah, although it's not an obligation of a Torah mitzvah, without getting into the different halachic distinctions. The Ramban surely, clearly disagrees with the Rambam and says, I don't think that pasuk is an absolute obligation to instruct us to daven every day. And there really is no absolute mitzvah. You know, there's an obligation for a man to put on tefillin every day. There's an obligation to make kiddush every Shabbos. There's an obligation to eat matzah on Pesach. There's no absolute obligation. I'm not trying to dissuade anyone from doing it, but there's no absolute Torah obligation of davening once a day. However, the Ramban still does say that there is a mitzvah of tefillah. It's not a daily mitzvah, but it's something that occurs less frequently. What does that mean? Where does it come from? Where is the obligation for tefillah, and when would it apply? So the Ramban references a pasuk from our parsha, from Parshas Bahalotza, Perek Yud Pasuk Tes, where the Torah says, "V'chisavu." This is Hashem speaking to Moshe. "V'chisavu milchama be'artzechem, alatzar artzorir eschem." When there is a war in your land, and there are people who are coming to fight you, or to give you tzaros. Vahare osem b'chatzos ros. You must blow the trumpets. Vahare osem is from that same word trua, like we blow a trua at the shofar. Here we should blow not the shofar, but the chatzos ros, the trumpets. V'niz kartem lifnei Hashem elogeichem, v'noshatem o'evechem, and you will be remembered, so to speak, in front of Hashem your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. The Ramban says, Hashem is instructing us that when you're facing a challenge, when you're facing in what the Ramban calls an ace tzara, a time of difficulty, now the specific case in our parsha is when your enemies are attacking you. The Ramban extends this and says it doesn't have to be, you know, enemies who are coming to fight in battle, but it means when there's any ace tzara, when there's anything that is really coming to give you major problems and put you at risk, there's an obligation, the Torah says, to blow the trumpets, which the Ramban says really means to call out to Hashem. That's the point of these trumpets. It's a form of tefillah. It's a form of prayer where we call out to Hashem. And the pasuk then continues and says, you will be remembered and you'll be saved. The Ramban says, we see from here that there's an obligation from the Torah, not necessarily to daven every single day, but to daven anytime you feel threatened, you feel scared, or you feel that it's considered an ace tzara, a time of difficulty or time of challenge. By the way, the Rambam has a slightly different understanding of these trumpets, of these chatzotros, at the beginning of the laws of Tanis. Rambam seems to relate to these chatzotros in a very similar way to the way he describes the blowing of the shofar. He doesn't seem to describe them as much as a call out or a prayer to Hashem, but rather a call out to the people, to arouse us to do tshuva, to fix our ways, to remind people that, you know, there's a threat here, there's someone attacking us, we better do tshuva. If we do tshuva, the pasuk implies, if we heed the call of the chatzotros, then we'll be remembered before Hashem and we'll be saved. So according to the Rambam, these chatzotros, these trumpets, seem to be a call to the people for action. Whereas the Ramban says, no, these trumpets are a form of tefillah, it's a direct call to Hashem. Nowadays, when we don't have these trumpets, when we face an ace tzara, when we face any difficulty, whatever it might be, it could be a physical enemy coming to wage war against us or against the people of Israel, or it could be any other form of ace tzara, our obligation becomes to cry out to Hashem. That is not only the proper response, but that's actually what we're instructed, that's what we're commanded, that's what we're obligated to do. That also happens to be the best we can do because it'll be the one most likely to save us from the ace tzara, but it's the mitzvah that we have in a time of difficulty to turn to Hashem and to daven. So just to summarize, the debate between Rambam and Ramban is that Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to daven every single day, whereas Ramban seemingly says there's no mitzvah to daven every single day necessarily. There's a mitzvah to daven anytime you face an ace tzara, particularly dangerous or scary threat. So maybe you've heard before, but Rav Soloveitchik had a famous teaching on this debate that I'm going to, it's written better than I could say it on my own, so I'm going to read from a relatively new book that just came out, I think, a few months ago, called Rav Schechter on Tefillah. It was writings of Rav Herschel Schechter's teaching on Tefillah, and here he cites on page 4 in the very first article, he cites Rav Soloveitchik's explanation of this debate, and listen to what he says. Rav Soloveitchik was fond of explaining that the Rambam essentially agrees that the obligation to daven only applies in an ace tzara. Meaning the Ramban said that we only really have to daven technically if it's what we call an ace tzara, a time of significant challenge or difficulty. Rav Soloveitchik said the Rambam agrees. So then why do we have to daven every day? The root of the debate lies in how one views the human condition. The Rambam believes that a person must recognize that his situation is always precarious. Even if he's healthy at present, any person can be diagnosed with a serious illness tomorrow, God forbid. Even if he's wealthy today, he can suffer immediate financial ruin, God forbid. Since every person's situation is so fragile, one is obligated to daven at all times for Hashem to protect him from catastrophe. In the Rambam's view, man constantly faces, quote, an enemy who oppresses you. Thus, the mitzvah of tefillah is midiraisa from the Torah each and every day, since really, essentially, every day is considered to be an eis tzara, or at least potentially an eis tzara. The Ramban, on the other hand, has a more limited understanding and says, not every day is an eis tzara. The obligation to daven is when there's a real concrete eis tzara, a real challenge that you can see in front of your eyes. Whereas the Rambam says that potential is just seconds away. You might not be able to see it, but it could be there. Any moment, God forbid something can happen and your fortune can change. And therefore, essentially, every moment of our lives is an eis tzara, God forbid, a potential eis tzara. And Rav Soloveitchik buffers this idea. On the next page, he quotes from Melachim Aleph. When Shlomo HaMelech, after King Solomon builds the temple, and he poetically is describing his hopes and his prayers for what the temple will be. So he writes, and I'm going to quote in English, the Sefer here quotes it in English. I looked it up in the Hebrew today. It's poetic, and the Hebrew is a little bit difficult. So I'm just going to take a few selections. This is from chapter 8 of Malachim, a few scattered verses. This is what Shlomo asks for. I want the Beis HaMikdash to be a place where Hashem will listen to us when we have the following challenges. If a man should wrong his fellow, if your people are defeated by an enemy, if the heavens are restrained and there be no rain, if there be a famine in the land, if there be a pestilence, if there be wind blast or withering or locust or grasshopper, if Israel's enemy oppresses it in the land of their cities, any plague, any disease, when your people goes to war against its enemy, when they sin against you, etc., etc. In other words, what Shlomo HaMelech is saying is there's so many things that we can face in life, so many different forms of challenge and difficulty, tragedy, threat, spiritual, physical, from within, from without. And Shlomo is dominating that the Beis HaMikdash should be a place where we can turn to Hashem anytime we face any of these challenges, and Hashem should God willing, answer us. But that just emphasizes this idea of this of tefillah, of this regular connection that we have to Hashem is based on or partially based on the fact that we recognize that at any moment can be a potential eis tzara, and we might be comfortable and we might seem healthy and everything might seem like it's going great. We should be davening to Hashem as if, because it's the truth, that could change God forbid in any moment. You know, the truth is, and I'll begin wrapping up, but there's a bigger question about tefillah in general, which is, anyone who's contemplated and thought about prayer before has wondered this. Why do we ever ask for things that we need? Doesn't Hashem know what we need? Doesn't Hashem know what we want? Doesn't Hashem know what we need better than we know what we need? We have to ask Hashem for wisdom and for health and for wealth because he didn't know that that's what we wanted. And why are we asking him for that if maybe he knows that there's something else better for us? It's like, it's kind of silly to ask Hashem for what we want when he knows that. And so clearly the purpose isn't, we're not telling him what we want. He does know that. But the way that Rav Soloveitchik would explain it is that one of the purposes of tefillah is not to ask for what we need, but it's through asking for what we want and what we need, it's to instill within us understanding that everything that we have and everything that we want and need comes only from one place, comes from Hashem. And we are completely reliant on Him, we're completely dependent on Him, and at any moment, it could all go away. When we ask Hashem for health, it's not because if we didn't ask Him, He wouldn't know, but it's a way of affirming to ourselves, don't forget for one second, if you're healthy, then your health comes from Hashem. And if you're not so healthy, then the only way you can become healthy is through Hashem and his messengers and his doctors. But there's only one place that we can turn for everything, and health is just one example. Really, everything in Shemona Esrei is a reminder that everything that we have and everything that we want comes from Hashem. And in a way, this idea, that Rav Soloveitchik wrote about, that every moment is essentially an eis tzara, because anything and everything could be lost in a moment, sounds a little depressing. Maybe it could be a little bit depressing, realizing how fleeting things could be. But I think at the same time, it could be, or it should be, also inspiring. It reminds us that if you have whatever you have, in your life, and everyone has something, you know, use it, seize the day, and appreciate it. Recognize that Hashem is giving you a gift, whether it's your health or your family or whatever it is that you have, all of the above. Then, you know, recognize that just because you have it today doesn't necessarily mean they'll have it tomorrow or next year. And of course, nothing we have is forever. So, which everybody agrees to. But we might as well take a few minutes every day to remind ourselves that it all comes from Hashem. And there's no guarantees that it's going to last for any extended amount of time. And everything that we have, beginning with wisdom and a connection to Hashem and Torah study and health and wealth, leading up all the way towards Jerusalem and Mashiach and redemption, all of those can only come from one of those places. From all of those things can only come from one place. And any of them can come or go at any moment. So I mentioned that at least for myself, one thing that I learned from this whole crazy experience that I hope that I'll remember forever is that we all got an example of how quickly, I mean, literally, it's hard to even remember the moment that it happened, but it almost feels like it was in a moment, how quickly everything could be changed or lost. I mean, some people, unfortunately, had experienced this in the most extreme way. They lost their life during this terrible time. Or they lost their health and almost lost their life and really understood how close you can come. But even for those of us who our health is fine and God, you know, B'liya and her, we're doing okay, but we still realize how quickly we can lose school, shul, social connections, the ability to go into a store without being nervous. A million different things change so quickly. And that's what we're supposed to feel and experience every time we daven. Yeah, we daven every day, so we kind of get used to it, and we don't always think about it. But now we went through this unusual time to show us that look how quickly anything can change, and you could, God forbid, lose everything in a moment. And it all comes from Hashem. I mean, this is something that's invisible to our eyes. We couldn't see it. We're still trying to figure out how to sort of stop it or slow it down. It's so clearly something that Hashem sent us. We have no idea why, but I think one thing that we can learn is this message. Like Rav Soloveitchik explains the opinion of the Rambam, we daven every day because even if we don't feel like it is an Eis Tzara, because things, for the most part, are good, thank God, but to remind ourselves that it's only not an Eis Tzara because Hashem decided it shouldn't be right now. But at any moment, it, God forbid, can be, and it's our tefillah, our connection to Hashem, hopefully we'll maintain our connection with Hashem, and I will be able to keep all of those wonderful brachos that we have. I hope and I pray for myself and for all of us that those of us who are going back to school on Sunday or on a different day, sometime in the hopefully near future or in the distant future, whenever it is, God willing, we'll all be back in good health together in DNG or whatever shul we might go to, but that we should take this message with us, that we shouldn't even let a Shacharis or a Menchah or Marv go by without taking a moment to think about. I think, by the way, that's right in Shemona Esrei, right after we ask for everything, we say thank you. We say modim anachnu lach, because right after we realize, wow, my wisdom, my health, my wealth, my everything comes from Hashem, and now I better say a nice thank you for everything that I do have. And those things really work in tandem. They complement each other. The asking and the please and the thank you are both just different ways of expressing our recognition that everything that we have comes from Hashem. It could be taken away at any moment, and that's not for us to decide, but it is our obligation to recognize that it comes from Hashem and to thank Him for it and to ask Him that it should continue. Every single day, three times a day, we follow the opinion of the Rambam, but not only do we daven once a day, the rabbis, midrabbanan, we've now daven three times a day, at least Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, even a little extra on Shabbos and Yontif, Rosh Chodesh. We have plenty of opportunities to remind ourselves that we understand that everything comes from Hashem, and to thank Him for everything that we have, and to ask Him that everyone should stay healthy and well, and all the other things that we need and we depend on Him for. And thank you all for coming. And God willing, even though we'll have Minyan in Shul next week, we'll continue to learn regularly on Zoom. Next week we have a Shir on Tuesday night and Thursday night. And then the next Sunday night, we already have something planned from a different speaker. So we have lots of learning opportunities coming up together on Zoom. And I hope to see you all there. If I don't see you, have a wonderful Shabbos.